Your daughter was in a competition this past weekend, and you came home a pretty proud papa, right?
I did. So Miss Laura here, she was in the National American Miss competition in Madison, Wisconsin over the weekend. It was a big competition, and for four states: South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
So all four got winners.
All four, yeah, multiple okay. winners in those states. And so for this, her section, the Miss Junior Preteen, she is Miss South Dakota.
Laura, congratulations and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for getting up early and coming in. This must have been just a crazy wild weekend for you. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, I want to find out a few things about you. You're going into fourth grade, right?
Yep.
And where do you go to school?
Sacred Heart School.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Have you had a good summer so far?
A great summer, actually.
Yeah, I would say a great summer for sure. I would imagine mom is listening. Dr. Mary Lee Villanueva. I think a lot of people know her. A lot of people know your dad. Let's learn about your siblings, your brothers and sisters. Who do you all have at home?
I have Kelsey, Maya, Liam, and my dog, Duke.
Can't forget the dog.
Yeah. Duke in there.
Can't forget Duke. Hi, Duke.
Yeah, Duke Villanueva. Yeah. Are you the youngest of all the kids?
Yes.
What a weekend you had. Had you ever been to Madison, Wisconsin before?
Never.
Tell me how this all started, Laura. How did you get involved in this competition? How did that come about?
Well, I think it's from DX, the competition where I danced at, and I won first place. So I think they invited me from there. So, yeah.
So you're in dance?
Mm-hmm.
And do I understand you're a swimmer also?
Yeah.
And you're learning how to play the piano?
Yes.
Mike, where did these talents come from?
Well, those come from mom, for sure. I'm big enough to admit that.
Yeah. Okay, swimming, dancing, and piano, and then soccer too, right?
Basketball too.
And basketball too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Of all those things, which one do you like to do the most?
It's tough, isn't it?
I told you there'd be tough questions.
I would say dance because it's just really fun to do, and I love dancing, but yeah.
When did you start as a dancer?
I'm pretty sure I was 3 when I started dancing.
You're an itty bit, as we say, right?
Nice.
Small but mighty.
So tell me about this competition. What did it all involve? Were there different categories? Did you have to do different things? Tell us how it all went.
So there was like 5 categories people could compete in. And I was in like the junior preteen category. And there was a lot of people there, amazing people actually. And like you could do fun fitness is where you just wear fun fitness clothes and then you walked on stage. And like you could do casual wear, the same thing, but you just wear casual wear.
She even had to walk the runway, Jeff. She had to go out and strut her stuff.
Did you fall on the runway at all?
Surprisingly not.
were you worried about that a little bit?
No, okay. Not that much.
Did you have to answer questions? Was there a talking part of this at all?
Yes, there was an interview and an interview with the judges. So there's an introduction on stage.
Yeah.
And you said like, "Hi, my name is Laura Villanueva," and then "What state are you from?" And then 2 fun facts about you. And then when you went into the interview with the judges, you just said like, they asked you questions like, "Who's your favorite Disney character? What's your favorite color?" And then you just said, "What's your favorite color?" Mm-hmm. And it was really fun.
You are without a doubt, and I've spoken to a lot of kids over the years, one of the most well-spoken fourth graders I've ever run into. And Laura, that is really going to serve you well in life. So,
and that's one of the things, if I could add to Jeff, as a proud papa, the competition really, truly, what I was most surprised about, it wasn't just competition. It was about truly empowering these young ladies, doing these interviews and really giving them life skills for the future. So it was really neat to see.
Yeah, this is going to serve you well. So Laura Villanueva is Miss South Dakota Junior Preteen. That's the title, right? Mm-hmm. She's got her sash on, her crown on. What do you have to do now as the winner of this? What do you have to do in the next year?
In the next year, well, I'm going to Nationals in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, boo-hoo. You go to Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. Okay. That's what, Thanksgiving you said maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then you'll compete with all the other states?
Mm-hmm.
So what things will you do locally? Will you maybe be in some parades or things?
Yeah, I'll be in parades.
Yeah, we have a lot of, so part of this too is doing a lot of public service. And so she's going to be doing some things in the community, whether it be helping with Riverboat Days or maybe even the feast closer to Thanksgiving, and just a lot of other community opportunities to help help volunteer.
How exciting. Let me ask you a big question, Laura. This is a long way. You're only going into fourth grade. Do you start to think about at your young age maybe what you want to do in life? You've seen a lot of things, been to a lot of places now. Do you Do you have an idea of what you want to do?
Well, I want to be a doctor when I grow up.
A doctor?
Yeah.
Well, where did that idea come from?
I just like helping people.
Yeah. Well, you can see Mom do it all the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll be the mayor of a town someday, too.
You never know, Jeff. You just never know.
You never know. I bet you made some new friends at these competitions, too.
I did.
Yeah. We did have fun. We went to her first real large outdoor concert while we were in Madison, Wisconsin.
We did.
What concert?
It was Morgan Wallen, Ella Langley, and Miranda Lambert.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's huge.
It was.
Wow.
It was actually at Wisconsin's football field, their stadium. And it's the first time, I think they said in 27 years, they've ever had a concert there. So it was huge. It was really neat. Quite the experience.
Wow, Laura, you're a pretty lucky young girl.
Yeah.
What do your brothers and sisters think of this?
Well, I think they're pretty happy for me, and that's all I really know. But
they were excited when we called and said, guess what? Laura won the pageant, and there was a lot of like, she did? She won? So they were super excited, but I promise you not as excited and proud as Dad was being there. And we should probably tell them about why.
Yeah, I want to ask about the crown, because Laura, you have just a beautiful crown on, but can you tell me why your dad is also wearing a little crown on his head? And we'll put that in the photo.
Tell them.
Well, there's a thing called Best Escort. And it's where, like, formal wear is where he escorted me on stage. And then at the end, he got the best escort, so he got a little crown.
I got my own little crown.
Yeah.
The weekend couldn't get any better.
Right? I got my own, came home with my own little tiara. Isn't it pretty?
Laura, what do you think this experience is going to do for you in life? Now, that's a big question for someone at such a young age, but I think you can speak well to this. What does this give you?
Well, it gives me the chance to be confident and make new friends, and it just gives me the chance to like know what to do if I'm like going to dance, being in a pageant. It just helps me know.
Yeah, some life experiences. And the thing is, too, again, being a proud papa, I'm so happy that Laura took me out of my comfort zone, being my first pageant as the dad there. Mom had to stay home and tend to some things here and work, but she brought me to a new experience. We did it together, and I'm just so proud of her, Jeff.
I can see why. Laura, thank you for getting up and coming in here early and sharing with us, and best wishes. When you go to Orlando, we'll be anxious to hear how you do, and I'll see you maybe in some parades or at some events, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats to you, Mike.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having us.